702 Sports Talk. SMS Buhle on 31702.
Yeah, now it's time to be talking to a man who has a lot on his plate right now. Jacques, thank you so much for coming on to Sports Talk. So good to be talking to you again. And congratulations, if I can put it that way, with your new appointment.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tumultuous time at Cricket South Africa. I mean, you don't need to be told that. You know everything that's happening. You walked into this position, and what did you find?
Look, I think there's a lot of challenges, and it's well documented within the public domain. And hopefully we can provide a structured approach to addressing this. Probably starting with having the best competitive Proteus side on the field, and I think that's the first thing that we got to focus on is to make sure that our on the field efforts are supported the best that we can. But there's also other issues that we got to address. Not my approach would be to have a structured approach taking on how we can improve the situation. I've only been in the job, I think about 30 hours. So,
yeah.
I'm for the first time tomorrow. So, but I also think you've got one should not take up this position if you're not positive that one can make a positive impact and better the situation.
Yeah, absolutely, and the organization that is Cricket South Africa is not an organization where you'd feel would struggle to get back onto its feet. Cricket is a widely supported sport in the country. Yes, more has to be done to get people back into the stadiums and onto the stands, but definitely something can be done to give it its shine again, bring it back to its glory days. And I see that the first step has been finally getting Graeme Smith as the director of cricket.
Yeah, I agree. And again, I want to echo his sentiments. We're one of the top three sports in the country, and people care about cricket. We do upset them from time to time, but they do care about cricket, and they care about the Proteas as a national team. But Graeme would be vital, in the way forward. He's a highly respected, experienced cricket man. And we will be, this week is going to be a big focus on getting Graeme over the line, and we don't have much time. But that is the way, forward and get him, Graeme, in place and give him a mandate, to improve our on-the-field efforts immediately.
Now, the former CEO or the suspended CEO, Thabang Moroe, had said that Enoch Nkwe would remain in his position for this inbound tour of England. Will that still be the case with Graeme Smith?
We'll have to confirm that with Graeme, and to be fair, I'm only going in tomorrow, so I've got to check what is confirmed and what is not. I also have it that Enoch has been confirmed. He's only done the one tour to India, which was a very, very tough tour.
Yeah.
But to be fair, we got to allow Graeme as well to have a big say in this. Whoever comes in at this stage is not ideal, and I don't want to talk on behalf of Graeme, because I think one of the things Graeme said is that we've got to allow him to facilitate the process. So I can confirm that I've also heard that Enoch has been confirmed in the past, but I've just got to make sure and check it. To be fair to Enoch, I think he's a fantastic coach and he's done well. And the India tour was not a great start for any coach, and I think any coach would have struggled in India. Doesn't matter what country actually put it there. They've got a fantastic team now, and the conditions are difficult to play.
Yeah, absolutely. And judging by your response to that answer, that we'll only really know what's going to happen with the English with that Boxing Day test, probably during the week sometime. I'm hoping.
Yeah, look, it's a priority, and we got to sort things out. Selection committees, Graeme's got to be, we got still Wednesday as a due date, but the quicker we get that out of the way. I've been speaking to Graeme over the weekend, and I'll be doing so tomorrow as well. But that's a priority for us, absolutely. We got to give that team the best chance of doing well against the English.
Jacques Fall, the acting CEO of Cricket South Africa. We've just lost his line, actually. Refula Pitjeng will try to get him back as soon as we can. But definitely a very interesting conversation. They're saying that Graeme Smith will have his free reign. He doesn't want to comment on whether Enoch Nkwe will remain or will go. But as he had heard previously, that was the agreement, whether Graeme Smith will choose to stick to it. Well, that's his prerogative. And Graeme Smith, before he signed this, had said that he wants to be able to do as he chooses. He doesn't want to be too controlled in the role. And I can't blame him, because essentially as the director of cricket, you want to know that you have all the say that you need to have in order to be able to steer the ship in your own way. Jacques Fall is back on the line with us. Jacques,
yes, I'm back. Thank you.
Good to have you back. You know, you walked into this role, and we have been, you know, over the last week, maybe week and a half, hearing of this decay seeing this whole thing unravel. How bad was the rot in Cricket South Africa?
Well, look, I guess a good indication is when sponsors walk away of the perception of the governance levels at CSA. Now, one is sometimes uncertain what is just perception and what is fact, but that's usually a good indication. I think we've actually united the journalism industry against the organisation. So, you know, it's how people react on it that indicates that level of unhappiness with the organisation. And it's pretty bad. I think it was similar in 2011, but maybe on different issues. But we operate in the public domain. There's a magnifying glass on us. And to be fair, I think Cricket South Africa would be the first to admit we haven't done well, and we need to fix things. There's no way that I can sit here tonight and have this chat and try and defend the way that cricket has been operating at the highest level, because it's not been good. And we as cricket administrators, we temporary custodians of the game, and we've got to fix it.
Absolutely. And regarding that fixing of it, how long are you going to be in this interim position? Do you have an indication how long you'll have to get it back onto its feet, the organisation?
Yeah, currently it's 6 months, so I hope that it doesn't go further than 6 months. I don't think you need people in an interim position for much, much longer than 6 months. So that would be the first target date, see what we can sort out with the 6 months. In 6 months, hopefully it can even be shorter, but we don't want it to go longer than 6 months.
And you'll be staying with the Titans throughout the 6 months in your position?
Yeah. Shorter, but not longer than 6 months for now.
Okay, all right, sure. And then the board members, a number of them have resigned. A few of them, Saka called for the entire board to resign. The announcement of Graeme Smith was made by Chris Nenzani, the president, which to us indicates that he's very much still a part of the furniture, if I can call it that, at Cricket South Africa. Should we be expecting any surprises coming regarding the board?
We've got a habit of surprising people if you look at the last week. But to my knowledge, the board hasn't resigned. I actually don't serve on the Members' Council as a CEO. At the time, I was CEO at Northern Titan. So it's difficult to say what transpired in those meetings. There's definitely pressure on the board, but as I have it, the current board is still in place. The independent directors that has resigned will have to be replaced by the independent nominations committee, and that's an independent process. So I do understand that will go on. But my role is, and especially now, would be, focus on operational issues. For me, the board's got an oversight duty. And they almost, got to operate within the environment. And they almost got to sort out their own things whilst, I think I'll focus on the operations. But you can't divorce the two, because when people aren't happy with the governance structure, it also influences things like sponsors and also the general perception of the public. So there's no way that you can actually divorce But in terms of focusing in our efforts in sorting out things, mine would be more related to the on-field and then also sponsorships and also the operations of the office.
How confident are you that you can get that sorted? The sponsorships especially, Standard Bank is a big one to lose. We've seen the owners of the Sandfall Educational Trust, I've just forgot the name of the group.
Willerton
Group, that's correct. How important is it for you and how confident are you that you can put them at ease to a certain degree?
Look, I've got to sit down and have a chat with them as a start. That might depend on confidence level. But, you know, there has been an operational change, so we hope that they view this as a sign that we're honestly trying to improve the situation. Standard Bank knows the sponsorship space really well. I know some of the people at Standard Bank, so we can sit down and have a chat. But the sponsors, it's difficult. You know, they have their own reasons. Mm. It's a tough economic situation. So it's difficult for me to say that we will get Standard Bank back on board again, but we're definitely going to at least attempt to, sit down with them and have a chat about it.
Jacques Fall, I thank you so much for your time tonight. You have inherited a beast, but I'm sure, and we had been talking even ahead, actually on Friday we wanted to get in touch with you because we had already thought if there's anyone to tame this beast, it's you, and very glad that your name eventually came out on top.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, and thanks for the support. We're proud South Africans, and we got to restore, the credibility of cricket. So I'm going to definitely try my best and work as hard as I can. Thank you.
Absolutely. We're behind you all the way. That is the interim CEO of Cricket South Africa. He's also the CEO at Northerns and the Titans. That is Jacques Fall. And we'll obviously be hearing his voice. We'll be seeing his face a lot more over the next couple of weeks, up to 6 months, as he looks to steer the ship back off the rocks and into the ocean. Because right now, it was sinking. Water was coming in, but it's looking better now. It's just gone 25 minutes to 8.
Sports Talk on 702 with Muhle Madulini. For the curious.